printout as we begin this morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I feel like that you have gotten the gist of what Ecclesiastes has been talking about. This is the last message in this book. The next time we get together on Sunday morning, we will be in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 4. We'll get right back into that, and I'm excited to do that. You'll notice the title is Fear God and Keep His Commands. Fear God and keep His commands. Let's begin with the introduction. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon has considered the ups and downs of life, noting that even a good today can be quickly forgotten with a bad tomorrow. Under the sun, or in other words, the earth that we live on, life is unpredictable. Underline the word unpredictable, and let's take some notes here. Number one, life is unpredictable. That means unforeseeable. It also means uncertain. It also means doubtful. Three more meanings. Number one, life being unpredictable means your faith, your trust, and your confidence in God will be stretched. Will be stretched. Look for it. It's going to happen. I don't know how it will come, but Jesus Christ will allow our faith, our trust, and our confidence in Him to be stretched. Secondly, your faith will be pressed down from time to time. Your faith will be pressed down. Thirdly, your faith will be tempted to panic. Your faith will be tempted to panic. Under the sun, life is unpredictable. Our real physical world is filled with real people, real problems, real pain. It's an uncertain reality in which we live, work, play, raise families, and die. Yet throughout the book, Solomon highlights the greater spiritual truth and meaning that only God can provide. Solomon wants us to see that life's ultimate meaning can only be found in Him, not in the continually changing circumstances of life. To avoid living futile and meaningless lives, we need to make an awareness of God's kingdom rule. Underline the three words, God's kingdom rule, and write Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is, without doubt, the kingdom of God. You might want to write the word poor down somewhere in the margin. The word poor in the Greek language means those who are 100% dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. How important is that? It is important because this is the way to satisfaction and contentment in the life of the Christian. Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor, those 100% dependent upon the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. He speaks of God's kingdom rule, a regular, ongoing, and strategic part of how we define, observe, and engage life. Underline the word define. Get ready to write again. The word define means, how do you explain life? How do you define life? How do you explain life? How do you describe life? Can you actually give the meaning of life? Then look at that word observe. Either circle it or underline it and make this note connecting to the word observe. It means to notice what is significant. To notice what is significant in life. Secondly, are you able to discern what you see with your physical eyes? Do you realize that behind every physical thing you see is that which is spiritual? You must be able to come to that point to be able to define, observe, and also engage life. Underline the word engage. The word engage. The word engage means, do you know how to capture life? You say, Terry, why is that so important? Because if you don't capture life, it will capture you. Here are the words. Do you know how to define life? Do you know how to observe life? Do you know how to engage life? All right, let's look at verse 1 here. It says, remember, that is, thoughtfully, also your Creator in the days of your youth, for you are not your own, but His. Before the evil days come or the years draw near, when you will say of physical pleasures, I have no enjoyment and delight in them. Let's look at A. The key to developing this divine perspective is to start early. Children should be urged to start looking at the world through the lens of God's Word while they're young. So sow the seeds of God's consciousness into your children, the children that God has given you, the children that God has blessed you with. Exhort them to make their Creator the source and sustainer of life, their reference point. Why? Because the days of adversity are coming. In other words, old age and its frustrations are approaching all of us. Well, I want you to look at the next title that we're going to look at, the importance of East and West. I want you to pay very close attention to what you're going to read with me. You're going to look at it, and I hope the Holy Spirit, and I know He will if you wish, that He will give you the understanding that is needed to understand this important part that you're about to read. Look at the word kedem, kedem, K-E-D-E-M in the Hebrew language. Is Hebrew for east a very critical direction with the Jews? Why? The temple of Jerusalem was built according to the kedem. It had to face the east. Notice, it had to face the east. The altar of the sacrifice was at its easternmost end. The Holy of Holies was at its westernmost end. Everything else was in between. So everything in the temple existed on an east and west continuum. Everything that took place in the temple took place on the east-west continuum. The word continuum means continuation. On the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the sins of Israel were atoned for, removed from the people on an east-west continuum. Underline that word continuum and write no dash limit. No limit. The high priest would offer up the sacrifice where? In the east. And then sprinkle the blood on the Ark of the Covenant in where? West. He would journey back and forth on an east-west continuum. And the closing act, and I want you to pay attention to what you're about to read on page 2. And let me make sure I got this sentence. And the concluding act of the day would see the sins of the people symbolically removed away from the temple and into what direction? Into the east once again of the wilderness. Now question, why is east and west more important than north and south? Because the earth is a sphere and it turns on its axis on an east and west continuum. Therefore, the earth has a north pole and a south pole, but no east or west pole. And there is a reason for that. Question, how far is the north from the south? It's finite. It's limited. All north comes to an end at the north pole. And all south ends at the south pole. If the temple had been built on a north-south continuum, then sin would have been removed a few thousand miles from the center. And you say, well, Terry, that's pretty good. I mean, that's a long ways for it to be removed. But how far is the east from the west? East and west have no poles. Therefore, they never end. Please underline that. They have no poles, therefore they never end. East and west are infinite. They are unlimited. They go on forever, everlasting. We're going to tie this together here in a moment. Question: did anyone know back then the earth was a sphere? The answer is no, but God did. So God has created all that exists. He created this sphere. And so God is all-knowing, so it did not catch him by surprise. Question: in Messiah, how far does God remove your sins from you? The answer: an infinity away, an eternity away. If you had all eternity, you could never find your sins again. It is impossible to find in eternity your forgiven sins. So once you have been forgiven by God of your sins, no matter what they are gone. They are as good as lost in eternity. Throughout all eternity, you could search every moment of every day, if that even existed in eternity, and it doesn't, and you would never, ever come across your sins. So what am I saying very loudly and very clearly and very scripturally? Don't go hunting for your sins. You can't find them. You have been forgiven by the grace of God, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Brother, the sins have the blood of Christ on them. You've been forgiven. Praise God. Thank God. And therefore, don't allow your forgiven sins to haunt you. They are gone out of sight, out of reach, forever and ever and ever. Child of God, move forward. Confess your sins unto God. And don't let them haunt you anymore.
Amen.
And if you can't find them, then I know Satan cannot find them. So therefore, if you start hearing something about these old sins that have been confessed to God, number one, no, they have been received and totally forgotten and out of reach of you. And if Satan comes, you say, you are simply a liar. What you're trying to do to me, God has told me, is impossible. I'm a child of God and I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. And I will live a life of forgiveness in the glory and the power and the thanksgiving of Almighty God. And I'm not going to allow you, Satan, to rob me of my joy, of my peace. It's not going to happen. I'm going to live in freedom unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be a blessing unto others, and let others know that you can be forgiven of your sins. You don't have to carry them anymore. They'll never be a burden to you. When God takes them, He says, gone, 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 forgotten, never to ever to be brought up again, period, non-negotiable.
Amen.
Here we go. As it is written, so far as He has removed our sins away from us, as far as what? The east is from the west. He didn't say this. He didn't say as far as the north is from the south. That's limited forgiveness. With Jesus, there is unlimited forgiveness. Get that in your heart and your head, child of God. Psalm 103. He has not dealt with us according to our sins as we deserve. That's grace. Nor rewarded us with punishment according to our wickedness. There's grace. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy, His loving kindness. What is the love of God? It is what? Agape love. What is agape love? It is unconditional love. It is self-sacrificing love. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His loving kindness. You have this mercy, this loving kindness in you. When you are saved, somebody gives you something that is priceless. What is it? It is the love of Almighty God. It is that agape love in you, the child of God. So great is His loving kindness toward those who fear and worship Him. That is conditional. With an all-filled respect and deepest reverence. And I'm going to read something you don't have. How high is heaven above the earth? Even though our Milky Way galaxy is 100 million light years long and 10 million light years wide, scientists call it an expanding universe because the more we discover about it, the bigger it gets. Now listen to this. Here's the punch. Isn't that the way it is with God's mercy? The more we experience it, the more there is left to experience. Amen. Praise God and thank you for that. All right, here we go back. So great is His loving kindness towards those who fear and worship Him with all filled respect and deepest reverence. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He, the living God, removed our transgressions from us. And here is a thing you need to know. Forgiven sins are never to be seen again. Glory to God for that. Amen. Give Him a round of praise. He deserves that right there. Yes, He does. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You. As we close out this book of Ecclesiastes, we look so forward to getting back in the book of Revelation chapter 4. There are so many to see and so many things to see. Thank You that You will give us spiritual vision, spiritual eyes to see and behold and understand what our physical eyes cannot see, nor behold, nor understand. I thank You so much. Now I know without doubt, and I've never doubted it, but I can converse with Satan a little bit more now of what a liar he is. How he has come to steal that joy and that peace, even in the life of Christian people, trying to remind them, are you sure God has forgiven you? Are you sure God has forgotten all your sins? Surely there are some that are so bad that God's saying, I don't know what we're going to do with this one. I'll tell you what He's going to do. He says, as far as what? The east from the west. He says, I know nothing about your sins. They are gone. And you can never find them. Father, I thank You so much for that freedom that You give us. Not burdened down, but lifted up. Lifted up in the blood and the name and the grace and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love You. Thank You so much for loving us and explaining to us a little bit more about the forgiveness of sins. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let's stand.